Welcome to another edition of Just Kicking It. It's me, your boy D-Fry, B, Thigpen with this, and we got a guest with this. Brandon, introduce our guest, man.
Yeah, man, it's the homie, real good guy, man. Goes back a few years with me. Definitely on the right side of things in the football world, big time Chelsea.
The right side of things. That's, yeah, is that what we're going to do? Okay, all right.
Mr. Clive Malcolm, man, we appreciate you joining, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. My pleasure, man.
I know y'all hate on us so much. I got to start out early. You know what I'm saying? I got to start out early, you know. So y'all hate on us so much. Y'all hate the crown.
Oh, man. I haven't won nothing in a long time, bro. Not even.
I mean, y'all, you were talking about like 4 or 5 years ago, man. That's what's so messed up when you're the king.
Years.
When you're the king, man.
That's
you know,
a long time, bro.
That's not a long time when Man City out here throwing money out here and making it rain.
Hey, man, the game is the game, you know?
Look, and it's going to be, I think, and even before we get an email, and this is something I was thinking about to bring it to you, B, I think it's going to be even more of a bigger spread between the top 4 or 5 and everybody else, especially with Man City pushing that money up. Everybody going to be like, you know what? Well, we all for it. You doing it? Because Chelsea came through like, oh, we ready to spend some money too. Let's go.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. I think the gap is going to get bigger. Bigger money at play.
It's going to look like more like La Liga, I think. In a minute.
You know, and I'm I'm not sure if that's a good thing or
no,
bad.
No, it's not a good thing.
You know, I'm really not sure about that right now. Clive, what you think about that?
I mean, it's like not a good thing. But I don't necessarily see the gap wide. You know, I don't see the gap getting any bigger, honestly, because I feel like the Spurs are going to be good this upcoming season. I feel like Arsenal is going to spend some cash, and they're going to be better. So I don't think it's going to be like a two-headed race like it is for the past two seasons. You know how City and Liverpool is just basically the two teams who have been just running away for the last two seasons. I don't think this upcoming season is going to be like that. It's a lot going on right now with, you know, how quick the season about to start. I think it starts what, in like 6 weeks or so?
September. Yeah, really. It's right around the corner.
So I don't feel like it's gonna be as headed as it has been for the past two seasons. And I don't think City is gonna be as dominant as they was for the past two seasons. So I don't necessarily see the gap being much bigger, honestly.
Okay. We got some yin and yang there.
Yeah. All right, so we got one email. This one's coming from Jason Williams. He says, "If love the podcast, it's nice to see some brothers talking about football. But my question for you all is, compare the Premier League teams to NBA teams and the history, their trajectory right now. You don't have to do all of them, but it'd be cool to have at least a few teams to compare to NBA teams.
Ooh. That is a really good email.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You know, I think instead of rushing to judgment.
Okay, so honestly, I would probably.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I would say we could probably kind of compare Man City to Golden State.
Let's say
over the past half a decade. Let's say over the past 5 years. Right, because Man City won. Oh, can I cuss on here or what?
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, hell yeah.
My bad. So, in the past, what, 5 years or so, Man City won that shit like what, 3 times? Mm-hmm. I think they went back to back. And then I believe they did it in, was it 16, the 2015 season or 6? It's one of them, but I'll probably say Man City and Golden State.
Yeah,
I can see that. If I would choose. If we're going more like, let's say, like back in the day, I would compare United to the Bulls. That's what I would say.
I would say United more the Lakers.
It's because it's like a 10-year period.
And I would say Arsenal is the Knicks.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Because every year they always feel like they like we got it this year. You wouldn't give them Knicks?
I wouldn't do that.
I'm trying to think. Who has money but is poorly run in the Premier League?
The Knicks. I mean, it's the Knicks. I mean, it's no other comparison. They the Knicks.
That is pretty close, though. But they had But
I don't think so. I think y'all. Nah, I think y'all
because you gotta remember,
like Arsenal had a squad, bro.
Yeah, but that's, you know, the invincible Arsenal is kind of like John Starks and Patrick Ewing.
Yep.
You know, when they had Pat Riley as the coach, like it's kind of that. That's the equivalent of that, except they didn't get a chip, and the Invincibles won everything. They lifted trophies.
Right, but then they nutted up in the Champions League.
That's true, though.
They didn't get out the group stage, I think, that year.
It's still unfair.
So yeah, Dan, you know, if we don't have any Arsenal fans in here listening, bro.
Oh, no. I mean, one of my homeboys, he finna come over my career because he listen to every word. He gonna be like, oh, you ain't gonna even do that. Come on, dude.
I'm gonna say that's unfair. It's a reach, Daryl. It's a reach.
Yeah, that's unfair, bro.
That's a reach. Okay.
The Knicks are probably the worst franchise in all of sports now.
I agree.
It's probably gonna be you.
But the thing is
it's not like only, this for the next 5-10 years, bro.
It's not only being a poorly run franchise, it's a poorly run franchise with all the resources in the world. You know what I mean? Like exactly. New York City, big money. There's nothing stopping it except poor management. Yep.
Dude has money, bro. James Dolan, his pockets are like extremely deep, bro.
Super deep.
But
The Knicks suck right now. They're worth $3.4 billion, and they suck.
Yeah.
I don't think he's mentally stable, bro. I don't think James Dolan is mentally stable. I'm just being honest.
If anybody can afford to be senile, he can.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what about y'all Chelsea boys? Like, who would y'all in the NBA compare them to?
I want to say the Celtics with, you know, the storied rosters, you know, I mean, even if you go back to Archibald and Auerbach, you know, so Chelsea has a history of great, incredible players, you know.
Oh, you're going way back. You're going back. Okay. Because if I would say more recent, I would say the Heat, bro. I would say the Heat, Miami Heat.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would say the Heat for sure.
So is Liverpool the Bulls then, maybe? Like the old school Bulls?
No, Liverpool is probably more the Celtics. Because they were dominant back in the day.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying they are Bulls because they have resurgence.
And if they've come back good, you know, recently. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I will say that.
Okay, what about Spurs?
Spurs.
Maybe your Houston Rockets.
Because they got two players that are dope.
they always dangerous, but they never really come good.
Never. I would say in more recent times, the Indiana Pacers, they always run into the Miami Heat. The Pacers always run into the Heat in the Eastern Conference Final, and just, you know, that's all they do every year. It was like that for like 3 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
Pacers always make it to the Eastern Conference Final. The Spurs. I don't know about the Spurs, man.
What about all right? Since we talking about top four, Leicester City. What about Leicester City?
Leicester City.
Maybe Toronto.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah.
They got one chip. You know,
and that's
yeah.
it.
Yep, yeah, that's it. That's it. You're right.
That's it.
And nobody expected it.
Right.
Nope. All right. That's it.
And they eating that's off it. Of it still.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's it. You can compare Kawhi to like Mahrez. He just dip. He just got him a chip and dip.
bigger, brighter pastures. Yeah.
Who wants to live in Leicester City? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying.
That's true.
They got like what the tenth biggest stadium? Like, it's like a high school stadium. The King Power Stadium.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. So, let's talk about Clive, man, and talk about some of the stuff on his side, man.
Yeah, let me pull up my notes, man.
So we can jump into Jamaica then. We can just jump straight into Jamaica since we was already kind of talking about that early.
Yeah, man. Definitely, man. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, bro. You know, your soccer background, your soccer life story, you know, just give us some perspective on it.
Yeah, bro. So soccer is kind of like that. Like we grew up playing soccer, bro. That was our number one sport. So yeah, bro. I was playing ever since I was a kid, bro. I played high school, played a little bit of college soccer. In college, bro, my freshman year, I got hurt. My right ACL got really, really messed up. So that's why I haven't really pursued like a professional career, but I'm still a big fan of the game, bro. I try to play once a week, little pickup games. So yeah, man, soccer part of my culture. I grew up in soccer, you know. That's how we really played back in the day. So they call it a beautiful game for a reason, man. So definitely, bro. I was happy when Bruno here and talk about soccer because in Arizona we don't have a lot of brothers talking about soccer.
Yeah. Mainly, that's why this podcast is catching on right now. That's
the Hispanic community and yeah, man. So I was really thrilled when he told me about that, bro. Because as I said, I'm passionate about the game, bro. Overall, I just love the game, bro. So
no, that's real.
It was a pleasure to definitely come on here and talk with you guys about the game, bro. But as far as Jamaican soccer go, man, it's a lot of corruption, bro. I feel like that's why we never really get anywhere besides the one time we went to World Cup. I think it was 98.
Yeah, it was 98.
Yeah, so besides that one 98 season, bro, where we had like the golden age for us, I guess you can say. There's nothing.
Was a homeboy that's the commentator on NBC. He was on that squad, right? What's his name?
Robbie.
Robbie. Robbie was the main dude on that squad, right?
I don't think.
No. Robbie from England, right?
Yeah. But he ended up playing for Jamaica, I think, because he couldn't make the English national team.
I don't remember him being on that 98 team.
Nah, Robbie was not on that 98 team.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Clive was right on that. We may need to do some fact checking.
Yes, I'm pulling. I'm trying to look at him now.
The main guy in that 98 team was actually the coach, the current coach right now. I forgot what.
I was meaning to look.
No, he did. He played on that 98 squad. He played on the 98 squad.
Stand corrected.
He got one goal in the World Cup.
Damn.
Yeah, but
Robbie Earl. It's Robbie Earl.
Robbie Earl.
Damn.
He's from England, but he couldn't make the English national team and ended up playing for Jamaica. He only had 8 appearances with Jamaica on the national team. They got one goal.
Gotcha.
In the World Cup.
Okay.
But yeah, so you saying it's the corruption that's really kind of holding back that team?
Bro.
I mean,
I think so.
When you look at Jamaica, like the kind of athletes y'all produce, like the sprinters, you know, Usain Bolt types. I mean, you guys have some incredible athletes coming, you know, off of that small island. So, you know, me and D, we talk about it a lot. Like, what's going to happen with some of these guys who are the caliber of athlete for the NBA decide from, you know, 5 years old that they're going to focus on playing soccer? Like, what kind of product is the U.S. national team going to be able to develop? And I think Jamaica's in a similar mold where, you know, imagine a skilled Usain Bolt playing football his whole life rather than being a sprinter. I mean, that'd be game over.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You
know?
Mm-hmm.
So
right, yeah.
I'm kind of curious, like, do you see the athletes being able to really develop and kind of take over?
Nah, bro. Nah, it's. I'm gonna just be honest with you. Nah, it's just. It's just been going on for way too long, bro. Prime example, right? I would say.
Oh, you froze up.
Every 5 years, you know, one like really, really good Jamaican. It's Leon Bailey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And right now he's beefing with the Jamaican Football Federation over some like minor shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about who has the most power, who can do this, who can do that. So I think they have the reach, but they're just not putting it to good use. So I don't see it going anywhere, man. I think a couple years back, we won, what was it? The Gold Cup, I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm not sure what exact year, but I think we won the Gold Cup not too long ago. But when it comes to like World Cup and doing all that stuff, I don't think so, bro.
I mean, because Leon Bailey is a talent that you can take you to the World Cup.
Like, from what I've been seeing over the years,
yeah,
he's a talent, bro. But I don't feel like they're using him properly. I don't think he has the right pieces around him, bro. Like, if you watch that team play, it's almost like a college team, like just out there playing, bro. And these are like professional grown men, bro. So I feel like I think we need a better coaching staff for one, and we need to know how to use Leon Bailey, bro. Because I'm not comparing him. I'm not gonna try to compare him to Cristiano Ronaldo, but like his situation is kind of the same. Like Cristiano Ronaldo really has no Portugal, but the pieces around him know how to play with him so good and make him the main feature on the team. Like they're actually a good team, and I feel like that's kind of what Jamaica needs to do. Because, I mean, besides Leon Bailey, like, I can't tell you another cat who plays for them right now besides Leon Bailey. I don't know any of these cats. I don't know what league – I don't know what league they're playing in. I think a couple of them are in the MSL, but besides that, I don't really know these cats, bro. I just feel like the quality needs to get better for sure.
Yeah, no, that's a really good analogy, Portugal to Jamaica, you know, how their national team utilizes – Cristiano Ronaldo, absolutely mm-hmm. right. They don't focus and utilize Bailey like they should, man. That's a real good breakdown.
So we were talking about the stadium earlier. Bia brought up the yep. stadium situation that y'all got.
Yeah, man. You know, I've only seen it on TV, but I mean, I know it's old, and you know, I know I've been down to Jamaica a few times myself, you know, mm-hmm. on vacation. So I know it's financial challenges down there, obviously. But mm-hmm. What do you think on that? Is that in the cards in the near future?
Nah, bro. Again, it goes all the way back to the corruption. Because as I said, they have the resources, bro. They have the stadium been like this for ever, bro. It's been like this for as long as I remember. And these people, they have the resources to make the change to pick the stadium, bro. And they really haven't done it. So, I feel like also this is a part of the reason why they can't grow as a team, bro. Because if you look at England, right? Because back when I used to live over there, bro, they have academies, like soccer academies, bro. And these like stadiums mm-hmm. are like, you think like these like world-class stadiums. And I'm talking about for kids, like these stadiums are for kids, but just the practice facilities are like world-class, bro. You know? Mm-hmm. And out in Jamaica, it's a bit different, where like the practice facility is just like some rundown high school, you know, field.
At best, in most cases, yeah.
And I just feel like they don't put the time and effort to like fix these stadiums, bro. Like the grass is terrible. Like as soon as if you step in the grass, it comes up with your cleats. You know what I'm saying? So it just goes back to corruption.
What part of Jamaica are your roots from?
I'm from like the western end, so close to St. James, like Montego Bay.
Okay.
Because I know when I was down there, mm-hmm. when I was down in Montego Bay, he was kind of telling me like, oh, where you staying at? Like, oh, you know, you need to hit up here, you need to hit up there. You know?
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yep. No, I appreciated that while I was down there. That was love.
For sure, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to talk about, I mean, a little bit of CONCACAF. And it's something that I guess we can go to the U.S. side on something a little bit. I think the U.S. is going to do Pulisic like Landon Donovan, put too much pressure on him, I think, coming up, man.
Say that again?
I think they're going to put – you know how Landon Donovan went through that mental thing for a while? We had to sit back because everybody was putting so much pressure on him?
Yeah.
I think they're going to do that to Pulisic, man. I think they're going to do that to Pulisic.
It feels like we have seen –
this story, dog. We see –
You know, like Clive talking about, you know, coaching overall, the system overall, mm-hmm. you know, the marketing and them wanting to have that great white hope, so to
yep.
speak, that
superstar. Yep.
It's a lot right. of pressure. And I hope they don't crack him, man, because he's performing so well. You know, you see he has all the pieces of the puzzle and it just needs a little bit more time to get that gumbo just right. You know, and I hope the U.S. doesn't mess him up, man. What you think about it, Club?
I kind of feel the same way, bro. I feel like he's close. He's really close to being to that superstar that American soccer needs, but we need to make sure that we have good pieces around him to not like to run him in the dirt, you know? Because right now what he's doing at Chelsea, bro, is like incredible. Like what he's doing at Chelsea right now is incredible, bro.
I mean, this has got to be some of the best American performance in English Premier League history.
Yeah,
at a high level.
Absolutely, bro. Like I feel like he's taking me back to the Clint Dempsey days when he was, I believe, at
Fulham.
He was at Fulham. He's kind of taking me back to those days, man. I feel like, and right now I'm talking as a Chelsea fan right now, bro. I feel like Frank don't use him properly, bro. Frank needs to go. I've been saying this like.
Oh, wow.
Yo,
wow.
Follow me on
Twitter. Kyle, hold on.
Yo,
Kyle,
you follow me on Twitter.
Hey, look. I'm cool with blue on blue crime.
Hey, you were doing so well, man. That's an incredible statement.
You follow me on Twitter, and you always see me tweet that Frank needs to go. Bro, okay, give me one reason why this man is not solidified in the starting 12. I mean, 11.
Okay, this is it. You don't want to give him too much too fast. Listen, this man is doing exactly what we need. He's delivering the goods, right? He's coming good. You saw that goal this week. I mean, the first touch was incredible. Upper 90. This is incredible.
Yep.
So listen, we're spoon-feeding him. We don't want to just have it a smorgasbord just yet. Next season, he will be in that starting 11.
We don't need that.
If he's not playing next to Timo Werner, man, like then y'all like Frank do
gotta
go. Patience
is what I ask.
Yo, I don't have that, bro.
He said he ain't got it.
Here's my thing with Frank, right? So for one, the side is very inconsistent, bro. Like we'd be losing to like Southampton and like West Ham. Like we'd be just losing like random weird games, bro, and then we'll come back. And like we beat City, right?
Yeah.
So the inconsistency, I don't like that. The fact that he doesn't start every single game.
So messed up that B starts about Manchester United's inconsistency. We haven't lost a game in league this year.
Listen, you know what? It's called growing pains, man. It's growing pains. You got to go through these rough patches. Next season is when we get our return on investment. And not only that, that takes me into one of my other talking points, man, for today. Is Chelsea is actually spending money and bringing in the right age, the right caliber of talent.
I agree.
And I want to keep Frank. And my question to anybody whoever says the manager needs to go is, who do you replace him with? If Frank Lampard goes, who do you immediately bring in that's going to make Chelsea better?
Go get Zidane. Go get him. Go kidnap that man.
You were breaking up. Who was that?
Zidane. Zinedine Zidane. Go get him. Wow. Go get
you know,
him.
Hey, look, y'all have to blow y'all budget. Him. That's like going to the strip club and throwing all your the $100 you got right on the first stripper when you walk in, and she still ain't gonna talk to you.
I think it would take a lot of money for him to leave, you know, sunny Spain to come to
but
London.
But Real Madrid's gonna match anything that y'all bring up, right? Isn't Real gonna match anything in general y'all gonna put out there anyway?
They have some of their own over there right now.
It's really shaky. It's really shaky between Zidane and like even Gareth Bale. Like he wants out.
No, he don't. Like, no, he don't. His manager said he cool with chilling. He got 2 years to chill out.
Yeah, right.
Hey, that's an incredible contract just to be chilling in Spain, man.
Yo,
playing golf, chilling on the beach.
Hey, we talked about it last episode. He pulled up the mask. He taking naps.
Yeah, he doing the googly eyes and all types of shit in the stands, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Hey man, no. Hey, he's actually finna become a hero to me in a minute. If he keep this up, he's gonna become a hero.
I mean, for that kind of contract to sit there, that's incredible, man.
Yeah, for real, man.
You can't
man.
Get Zidane, though, man. Zidane's not gonna happen.
I would love to, bro. Either,
I don't think he wants to fuck with the EPL though.
I would love for him to come to the EPL, bro.
That's a big reach, but if you're reaching for the stars, that's reaching for the stars.
Yeah.
Might as well, bro, because I don't got no patience with Frank, bro. I don't got no patience with Frank, bro.
I'm just saying, when you look at where we are versus where we came from, how are you upset? Look at this man, Daryl Frierson. He's actually on the Kool-Aid of believing that his team can win something. Every week I have to speak to this man about this nonsense.
And every week we keep winning.
But you never win the
I'm not upset. I just want more because I know we can have more, bro. Like, I know we can have more, but Frank is doing something that is just not sitting right with me, bro. Like, we need to start Pulisic every game. I get that you can feed him, but those days are gone where you gotta like work someone in. Like, this man, like, he's a star, bro. He's not a superstar, but he's a star, so he needs to be treated as such. Like, Rooney came in at what, like 16? And again, I'm not trying to compare Christian to Rooney, but I'm just saying Rooney came in at what, 16 or something like that?
Well, Rooney's 16, closer 17. To Kobe Bryant than Pulisic is, you know, to he's not on the same level, man. That's a reach, man.
No. I'm definitely not trying to compare them. I'm just saying, like, age-wise, he's young. We need to like screen. Like, nah, you gotta hit the ground running, bro. Cause he's capable of changing the game, bro. We see it every single week. If he's coming off the bench,
But hey, I did want to pivot and talk a little bit about this Daryl Frierson Manchester United club. I'm seeing some major cracks in the armor, and so I just want to get
it's all good. I mean, because we're tired, man. We're tired.
Okay, the excuses already start before I even ask the question. That's incredible.
No, I already know what it is. Is we're tired. We made the top three. We're good. We finna go win this Europa League and keep it pushing.
I want to talk bigger picture. I'm hearing you always talk every week about, you know, Jordan Sancho's the real deal. He's going to come in there and change things. I'm hearing in order to secure Sancho, you have to lose Paul Pogba and replace Pogba with Jack Grealish. That's my question. Is it worth it?
We can't get Grealish now. We're not going to be able to get Grealish now. He's Aston Villa staying up. That was the only way we was going to be able to get him.
No, I think the money talks, man. I think he wants out. He wants a challenge. He doesn't want to spend his career at a habitual loser.
Right. I mean, but Pogba's finna get ready to sign a six-year deal, though. He's getting ready to sign a six-year deal in a minute.
Anything. Money talks, man.
But I'm saying Pogba's fine. We're not going to lose. We got the money. We got money, baby. We don't need to sell. No. We finna sell Sanchez. You can forget we still got Sanchez at Inter Milan. We finna sell him. We still got, I forgot, homeboy at Roma. We finna sell him. We finna get Lingard up out the paint. We getting Jones bitch ass up out the paint. We doing a fire sale of the bench.
But Daryl, to Clive's point, I mean, you have all of this talent, yes, that you're talking about, but there's only so many positions. There's only so much time, and these guys need time on the pitch.
And
so,
we finna get Kluba from Napoli. We finna be straight.
Clive, what do you see going on in Manchester?
Look,
bring this guy back to reality.
No. Greenwood is the future, baby.
Clive, please.
Yo, okay, so I think United is going to be 10 times better next season, right?
See, tell this boy this.
I think.
Hey, his hate for United runs deep.
Listen, hold on. Y'all not going to win it.
I didn't say we was going to win it next year.
It's going to be closer.
Yeah, Liverpool's got this. I ain't mad at them.
Jesse Lingard is done. He's done. Like, yeah, Mason Greenwood, like, he's done. Lingard is done, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, yo, Paul Pogba is so good. But like his touch, his movement, this man is so skillful, bro. Like, if United gets like one more superstar, because
Sancho,
like,
baby, to me, we got the best midfield in the world. We got the best midfield in the world. No, in the world, the world.
I don't think Sancho is a superstar though. I don't think Sancho is a superstar.
You don't think Sancho's a superstar?
I don't think he's a superstar, bro.
Oh,
he's a superstar.
He's slightly above average for the Premier League. Slightly above
whoa,
average.
Whoa!
I don't think he's a superstar.
Bring you back to reality.
No. I don't think he's a – nah, he's not a superstar,
we're getting
bro.
Hot up in here, man. And name my AC.
Yeah. He's not a superstar, man. Listen, honestly, United is – I would say one superstar away from probably winning the EPL, bro. Because I don't think Pogba is that good, dog. Like, this man, he's that good, bro.
Dude, we got all
like,
the
Pogba is definitely.
And I'm talking about if we get Kubale from Napoli, you can book that ticket for 2 years. We going to be holding up the cup again. Guaranteed.
You know, Paul Pogba, I agree, is an exceptional talent.
But he's a head case, too.
No debate, but he is an incredible head case as well. Mm-hmm. You get him playing good, you might go on a run, but you could also lose him mentally, and he'll go sit down. Yeah.
But Bruno Fernandes brought him out of that.
He'll be in Miami in a bar somewhere. You know?
But no, but Bruno Fernandes got him back in. He's like, oh, we balling already. Let's get this going.
It looks good, but it never lasts.
It does right, last. What are you talking about? We haven't lost in the league this year.
Let's shift gears.
And I haven't tasted defeat in 2020. COVID has killed a lot more people than me tasting defeat.
I got to rein you in, man. Let's shift gears, man. Let's shift gears.
I'm just telling you, Jadon Sancho is the truth, man. I'm telling you, that midfield is going. Only thing that I do worry about is a defensive midfielder. That's it. And we still got Matic coming off the bench. We straight.
He's on his last leg, man. He's getting old in the tooth, man.
He's super inconsistent, bro. Yep.
But he's enough to come off the bench for us. We don't need him to start.
to give you 10 minutes.
Look, Wan-Bissaka is up for being on the low, the best defensive player behind the Liverpool boys in the league.
That's true. He's highly competitive for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, behind Arnold and Van Dijk, it's Wan-Bissaka.
It's debatable, yeah. But he's in that range.
Yeah.
And then if we get this, I'm telling you, get this dude from Kabulai from Napoli. I watched a couple of games with him, and it could take Harry Maguire off the leash that he's been on. And he can actually do the little wandering bullshit he likes to do all the time. And we got the other center back with him.
Yeah,
and we'd have Lindelof come off the bench.
Man, sometimes Maguire's like schoolboy defending, man. Like,
he sucks, you know, bro.
He does, though. And he likes to score, though, too, on the low. He likes to get up front. He's not – but he thinks he's Arnold. But he's not.
Yeah, it's a bonus from sometimes. But I just need – steady defending, you know what I mean? And this guy. Yeah.
And we got Henderson. We're going to get Henderson back, too, from Sheffield. We'll be okay.
Let's go to the next topic, man, because you're spewing this madness.
This comes from the team that just went below us in the table, and we were so far behind everybody. We was in the depths of hell in December. We was in the depths of hell. Yeah, we were in 10th place in December, baby.
All right, we got to stop the madness, man. We got to stop. Okay, so let me talk about the MLS a little bit. I don't know if you guys caught this. The commissioner came out and said they're going to delay the expansion. You know, MLS has been growing year over year. So the new changes is Charlotte is now coming in 2022. They're moving back St. Louis and Sacramento to 2023. So I'm going to start with Daryl. Daryl, you know how fragile the St. Louis sports market can be, you know, due to our kind of racial background of the city. I want to ask you this. If we get a Portland-style protest / riot, you know, near a federal building downtown near Union Station where they're building that new stadium, what would the impact be, man? Will the Caucasian community say, fuck the MLS and just move on and stay in the suburbs?
No, or... Highway 40 is right there. They can get right in and right out.
Now, you know when the Fox News machine gets to work and, you
but
know,
they have
blast.
Easy access. They have easy access to the stadium. That's a very key point. They can literally drop right off the highway, go right to parking, go to their game, and get right back on and go to West County.
But you understand the protesters know that as well, and that'd be the first place you protest to stop that. And so now you're going to have a victim or a situation, unfortunately, and, you know, it goes south. I mean, but what do you think just overall?
I can tell the stadium is, like, behind on schedule anyway to being built. Like, they still got dirt cranes out there, and you're talking about they're supposed to come out in 2022. It wasn't going to happen anyway, so it's fine with pushing it back a year.
So no big deal, you don't think?
No, it's not gonna be a big deal. We ain't got.
I mean, you don't think the fan base loses any steam? I mean, does it hurt the merch? I mean, now I don't.
We only have a team name yet. We ain't got no merch. We ain't got no merch yet.
We got some merch. Look behind me.
But I'm saying, but we don't have no merch. Like, what are we? Are we the St. Louis Football Club? What is our name even?
I don't really think it's been unveiled yet.
That's what I'm saying. So we this what
St. Louis FC, I think, is what they're going with.
I mean, I know the I think it would actually help the lower league, the NSL league that they have out there in Fenton. I think it would actually help build them up for another year because people are going to be like, oh, the team's coming. Especially after COVID's up, I'm going to jump out there and go see the NSL team out there in Fenton. It holds 8,000.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Clive, what do you think about this delay in expansion? Is that going to hurt the league overall?
I would say it's going to hurt the league because, I mean, we're just in, like, unpredictable times right now. So, let's say if COVID starts until late next year or even in 2022, according to Dr. Fauci, we'll never eradicate coronavirus. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, as far as hurting the league, I don't think it would hurt the league right now. I don't think it would hurt the league at all.
Okay. Yeah, I guess everything's digital, so you got the viewership, you know, wherever you want really right now, so.
Yeah, ain't no fans going to stadiums or anything like that. And, I mean, that's how the game really grows because right now the MLS, it's at a standstill right now where you can't necessarily, like, grow the product because, you know, people would rather go to the stadium to watch the game
versus, it's an experience, you know, online.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a whole an experience. So the only way to really grow the product is to actually have these stadiums and having that experience and just getting the feel for, like, soccer itself and just seeing how beautiful the game is. So I don't think that's going to hurt the league right now.
Yeah, no, exactly, because I went to an MLS game up in Seattle, and game day overall is an experience, not just, you know, going into the stadium and watching what's happening on the pitch, but the pregame
experience, bro. Yeah.
The tailgating, you know what I mean? The drumming, basically a parade to the stadium. So it's an incredible vibe, man. Everybody flying the colors.
Yeah, it's serious out there, bro.
Hey, B, do you think this holds back that MLS Liga MX merger?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all up for discussion, you know what I mean? I think COVID really puts a major monkey wrench on something like that, man, because just travel right now is risky. So I think that's just another reason to put something like that on the back burner, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of the MLS, there's rumor that Ronaldo might come to the MLS. Have you guys heard that?
We talked about this last week. Last week.
You didn't talk about that.
Man, that's money.
What do you think about it? What do you think about it, Clive?
I would honestly love to see it. I feel like that will actually help to, like, grow the product. Because, bro, a lot of people who don't watch the game of soccer, they know who this man is, bro.
Right.
And people will just be curious to see him. And then when they actually go see him and get the experience of being at a soccer game, now you have a new fan. So I think it'll be good for the league. My question to MLS will be, like, how can we grow the product to, let's say, the next 5-10 years or so where we're getting these stars, like, in their primes? You know what I'm saying? Like, not towards the back end of, like, their playing time, but in their primes. Like, that will be the next step for MLS because, bro, that will be dope. That will be dope, honestly, if we can get some of these cats in their primes.
You fry. What you think, man?
I mean, we talked about Messi coming, too. They're talking about Messi coming, too, to the – I mean, if they could do that, cool, that would be a big thing for them. And maybe, and Europe may not care because it's whatever. And it's, but for the U.S., I think the sport that would need to watch out would be baseball. That's the one that would have to be like, oh no, this can't be popped. Because, because the game is fast. You got to think it's 90, it's really 90 to 95 minutes, 90, maybe 100 minutes of your time to go to a game. You're not sitting there for 3.5-4 hours. And it's just about, and you're going to have some of the top players from Europe that you may know the name of. Do you know, I mean, if Mike Trout walked into a restaurant, would you know what he looked like?
No.
But you know, I think a random, woman that does not watch anything would know what Ronaldo was if he walked into the bar. 100%
facts. 100%.
But they wouldn't know who Mike Trout is.
100%.
Oh, that's more than fair, and I agree with both of you guys. If they could get both of those guys in the MLS, it will put huge eyeballs and butts in seats once COVID's over. And you know, to Klopp's point, how do you get these guys in their prime? I don't think you can. I mean,
I don't think you can either.
It all comes to dollars and cents. But the one thing that America has is America is an incredible market for these guys over in Europe and that come from Africa.
Absolutely.
And America. When you think about quality of life, living in the USA,
that's a good point.
It's a big thumbs up.
So you say you poach some cats from Senegal, you poach the cat that's dope from the Nigerian squad and bring him to the MLS instead of trying to get the European dope players. You're saying
all of them, but get them in their prime.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You poach them early at 19-20, the Senegal dope striker that's coming up, grab him early before he even get a look by PSG or somebody.
Or even the guys that are doing the job right now. When I mean it's free agency and on a global level, you know? So it really comes down to where does the player want to go, you know, competition-wise and compensation-wise. And, I mean, that's what the MLS lacks. You don't have the competition and you don't have the compensation. Those are the two.
I would say I think Ronaldo is coming for sure. Messi, I'm not so sure about because Ronaldo – is a global businessman. Like, this is a business move for him.
That's what we talked about last week, man. We talked about
this man. He owns it. He owns a lot of hotels around the world, bro. And coming here is going to make his brand even bigger. So he's definitely coming here. Messi, I don't know about Messi. Like, shy, but he's more like, unlike the reserve side, where it's mainly about football for him. Ronaldo, at this point, this man just turned a billionaire like a couple weeks back. This is about business for him at this stage, bro. So I feel like he's coming. I feel like he's 100% coming.
And if he's smart, he understands that he needs to come earlier than Beckham did. To really get all the juice out of that fruit. He comes just a year or two earlier than Beckham because Beckham came too late. Like a year, if he came a year or two earlier, it took MLS to another level and him.
Yeah, you're right.
But yo, Beckham still got a lot.
He still has a lot. Everybody knew LA Galaxy was. I mean, there's people that don't know anything about, but they knew who LA Galaxy was because of Beckham.
That's true.
Yep. My girl doesn't even watch soccer at all. And like I've heard her say before, bend it like Beckham. So I'm telling you, bro, like what Ronaldo will do for the sport here. It'd be crazy, bro. Like post COVID, that'd be a good look. Everybody know who this man is,
and he's only going to three teams, right? He's going to either LA squads or Miami. I mean, that's the only place that makes sense.
I would say New York. I would say the New York Red Bulls.
Really?
Ooh.
Really?
I mean, that's the marketing cap. I'm telling, bro, this is a business move for an. I guarantee
you. We talked about the business side of these moves, and he's absolutely right, man. He's a Calvin Klein model.
That marketing capital, bro. I can
see
him
with something crazy in Times Square.
Oh, you're right.
He owns one of the most expensive condos in Lower Manhattan, bro.
And he got the.
Oh, Bugatti. He already does. Like, so Ronaldo already owns a condo in New York?
Yeah.
I got that paper though.
Yes. Yes.
Got that paper though.
So I see him going to New York, LA, or Miami.
Yeah, I would agree.
I don't think he's going anywhere else.
He spends a lot of time in Las Vegas out here too.
Does somebody got to give a piece of their team though to get him? Like, you gonna give me 5% on the back end of that New York Red Bulls?
a future expansion team ownership. You know what I mean? Like, you never know. You see that?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So let's shift gears, fellas. I think this applies to all three of us, man. FIFA 21. They've introduced. You know, it's gonna be dropping soon. Mm-hmm. Mbappe gonna be the global. Cover.
And Mbappe is a cheat code on FIFA 20 too, for the record.
So here's my question, man. Here's my question. Will you be buying FIFA 21, or are you going to wait for it on the next gen systems, man? Because you know that PS5 is coming. Yeah. And this is the second question on that. Why does EA always drop the games like this? They drop it in September on the current system, knowing the new system's going to come at the holiday season. Now we got to go buy it again for the new system. Well, how y'all gonna handle that, man? Daryl?
I think I'm gonna wait a
year. That's a business for EA Sports, bro. We know that.
Yeah, I wait a year. I always wait a year for the next gen system, though, like 6 months to a year anyway. Just for them to get all the kinks out, you know, like, you know, ain't no red circle of hell, none, you know, like let me look at y'all get the first set out. Right. You know, I'll stay at my little low gen joint, cool, you know. I have no problems. Man. My thing ain't it's not working. So let me wait. And then we can go forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to wait too, man. I'm going to wait on that PS5 to drop. I'm not going to buy it twice, man. It's no. Like, I don't have enough time. Really,
I'll be getting 22. My first one on the PS5 will be 22. Will FIFA be 22?
I'm going to get FIFA 21, but I'm going to get it on PS5. So I'm going to wait till the holiday.
Oh, you're going to wait until you get your PS5, then get it.
Boom, exactly. Okay. I got to have my fix, though. I got to have my fix. Clive, you owe me a game on the sticks, man. You've been dodging like 5 years, bro. You've been dodging me.
Clive, I'm going to get your game handle. You on the PS4, Clive?
I don't have anything right now, bro. It's been so long since I actually purchased a gaming system, bro. It's been like almost 3 years, bro. Because my life is so crazy right now, bro. Me trying to like get shit situated. So it's been a long time since I actually been on the sticks, bro. But I'm definitely still a big fan of FIFA. That's probably all I play, to be honest. So once I get settled and everything, I'm definitely probably copping a PS5 or something like that.
This game, Mbappe is like a cheat code, man. If I play somebody online, I know they're getting PSG. I already know what it's gonna be.
Yeah, you know what time it is.
You just gonna try to go over the top and try to run the speed because he's got like a 99 speed, dude. Like
he's a cheat code, though.
He's a cheat code, man. Hey, like
he's a cheat code. Yeah,
it's really not, man. Maybe it's just because I'm such a high level player.
No. Here we go.
Tactical defending. This was necessary, man.
Right, but I'm saying, I feel like a player, if they pick PSG, that they're like. Unless you're really a PSG fan, which, I mean, I think that's a newer type of thing. I think you're just picking a team that's one of the best teams on the game with the best striker and, like, trying to win.
Of course you're going to have guys that do that. That's a given, you know what I mean? That's a given, so.
That's like picking the Lakers with LeBron. Like, okay, I mean, unless you're real – but it's a lot of Lakers fans, so I can't – it's hard for you to call that, you know, because it's a lot of Lakers. But it's not a lot of PSG fans, man. Come on, man.
And it just is what it is, man. My thing is, you know, you adapt and react. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Especially online. You know what I mean? That's what guys are gonna do. But definitely, hey, man. When everybody upgrade to PS5, we need to get a gamer group going.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Ooh. Well, Daryl, you had anything else, man? That's kind of what I had for today.
Yeah, I do want to talk about. I want to give you some props on your at the Atlanta pick since Mbappe went down.
hey, we take all W's and
Atlanta's been balling too on the low. Outside of Mbappe going down, it was gonna be a run. Like the way they play D, they sit back.
Do you have the scores from the picks last week?
Oh, no. We didn't have pick. No, we used to pick and we picked the bracket for Champions League, remember?
Oh, okay.
And I was just saying, like, oh, I was like, no way that they're going to lose to Atlanta. You was like, hey, man. You know, strange things happen. And now Mbappe's down for, like, probably the whole till next season.
It makes sense. I wouldn't
risk it. Even with him, the way I've seen them play, the Atlanta plays like back, and it is since two people on counter strikes.
Right.
I was like, okay, I could see them just sitting there, just tearing up Mbappe. Like, I'm gonna put four people in this box. You ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, that's the typical reaction to a highly skilled front line. You know what I mean? Fall back.
Now who do you, with Mbappe down? I mean, this is my question to both of y'all. Who do y'all think wins Champions League now? Because that was kind of like, because that bracket was set up for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
Was it easier but, side?
But, bro, PSG chokes every single year, bro.
Because they choked us last year. We shouldn't have beat them last year.
They probably wouldn't have. Yeah. They probably wouldn't have gone anywhere. I don't know what's going on with PSG in the Champions League. But every year, bro, it's just like the same story. Every year, they choke. Every year. So
is it Man City's to lose?
I would go with right now to win it.
It's hard for me to call it, man. It's hard for me to bet against Man City.
Nah.
It's hard for me to bet against Man City.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see a situation where Bayern end up winning this too.
I would take them over City, bro. I would take them over City.
Do y'all see that? Do y'all see Barcelona maybe putting it together? You know, they've been
they're a mess. It's like we were talking last week, man. They're internal fighting right now is so terrible.
Yeah.
Product on the field.
They said there's seven players up for sale from Barcelona this offseason. Players up for sale.
Imploding. Mm-hmm.
Seven, dog. And if you look at the names, you like, really? That's almost y'all whole starting joint.
You know it's bad when Messi's talking out because he's so quiet, man.
He's so quiet, bro. He's like
Tim Duncan. Never says a word. Everything's positive.
Oh, it's like when Kawhi Leonard was leaving the Spurs, you like, oh, it must be something really. He ain't like it.
Exactly. So I think the writing's on the wall there. I think that eliminates them on its own. And so, I hate to see, you know, Abidal, he's really running the football club. And you actually get an African, a brother, you know, running the football club. But I think maybe he more affiliates himself with his French nationality.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, when you see that in Spain and you have him running the football club, you hate to see it breaking down.
But they're talking about this. They're talking about the manager, you know, situation with them that they got to let him go.
Oh, but Messi's gone heads up with Abidal many times now. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
I just hate to see that, bro.
I mean, is there an outside chance that Ronaldo could put it together and get Juve, man, through, man? Could he have that? Could he have a Tim Duncan? You mentioned Tim Duncan early, 20-20, games, and just pull them all through.
I wouldn't bet against him, bro.
I mean, anything's possible for sure, but at this level, they tend to be able to control a superstar. You know what I mean? Most of these clubs will be able to control him. Like, you know, Bayern will be able to control him. Man City be able to control him to some degree, I think.
So it's really
one special moment.
So Bayern and Man City is what we're looking at. Basically, it's Bayern and Man City kind of like.
All it takes is one special moment, bro.
Yeah. And on a low, a part of me, well, I might start rolling with Atlanta, man. I don't know what's the best thing about them cats. they might have a Spurs run on y'all.
Hey, you always like a club coming from the depths of hell, Daryl. So there you go.
Yeah. Here we go. Look, I mean, we real champ. I mean,
surprised.
It's all good, man. I mean, you know, when you're a winner, man, you're the king. You know, people always shoot at you. You know, they always shooting. Especially Chelsea. You know, I mean, we're talking about what you got to have with one championship in the last 15.
Man, listen, I always know this is about the time. It's time to wrap up the pod.
So I got one in by 115, and then y'all had the Cinderella Butler season. Champions League.
We need to put some real wagers together for next year.
We finished ahead of y'all this year.
They mustache off, or you know what I mean. We gotta have a stake in the. Because I gotta stop you from talking so reckless, man.
But it's proven on the field, man. I mean, we just finished ahead of y'all on the table. I mean,
I'm gonna think of a good challenge for next season, man. I'm gonna think of a real good challenge.
I mean, y'all got Timo Werner. Y'all spending money. Y'all doing well. I mean, this is dope.
Nah, for y'all. Y'all finish better in goal difference, not points.
Y'all barely had 10 goals above, man. I mean, come on, y'all can't even score.
And we're in the middle of a rebuild.
It don't matter.
Look, we're putting up 30 pieces out here. Plus 30.
When was the last time United lift the cup, bro?
Man.
When was the last time?
I can't remember.
2013. 2013.
Man, that's 20, almost a decade ago.
When was the last time Chelsea's lifted the cup?
Like 2 years ago, bro. 3 years ago.
Yep.
Like 3 years ago.
And we didn't have the resources or the money.
Let me stop y'all there. Didn't they end up getting y'all on probation? No, that winning that cup.
We back now, baby. We spending now. We back spending it. Hey, Russian billionaire, he letting it go.
But I'm just saying, yeah. Didn't y'all win that championship illegally?
No. We still got our banners.
Not illegally. The ball is still around. We still got to play.
I'm just saying.
So not illegally.
Listen, man. This is how I know it's time to wrap up the pot when he starts going into this nonsense, man.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's I mean, we the Yankees of this thing, and it's all good, man. I mean, you constantly going to come at us.
I don't think you guys are going to nail down the talent that you believe is coming as usual.
You hope.
I don't have no hate against you. You don't have no hate.
You hope.
History tells me that you guys are going to mess up Pogba, and it's going to be rebuild again for you guys. You guys are not going to keep him up.
I mean, okay. I'm just saying, I mean, if you look at the Champions League, this is our league. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just – everybody was just starting to catch up a little bit. We got a little cocky.
Premier League. It's our league.
It's our league.
Hey, man. Hey, with that, man, I want to thank Fly for joining the show, man. Really, we appreciate it.
Who has the most English Premier League championships?
Just a quick trivia question.
That's all.
I'm going to tell you this right now, Brendan. Like, this man won't stop. Like, my uncle, he's a United fan, right? And whenever I go visit him, this man lives all the way in Gillingham, England. Like, this is up in the country, like, so far away from United. But he's the biggest United fan, and he's just like you, bro. Like, nothing stops him. Like, he won't stop.
Because you win so much, man. It's like telling the millionaire not to spend it.
Hey, man, I love it, man. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, but Clive, where can they hit you up at online, man? Like Twitter and all that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely retweet it out. And hey, you want to shoot out your social?
Yeah, shoot out your social, man.
Yeah, bro. My Twitter handle is at RealPlayerLike. So RealPlayer_like. That's my Twitter handle. So
y'all definitely follow me in that.
You know, I'll be on there talking. Talking soccer. I'll be talking soccer. That's it.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep.
And then, you know, of course, you can always find me at Phoenix Piff. I am gonna create a new handle, but we'll get that to you.
Just for the podcast, to be able to talk to people.
Exactly.
And y'all hit me up at Dig Game on there. I'm talking about everything. This week I'll be putting up the standings of us being above Chelsea, and I'll make sure that it's circled. For everyone can see where we are versus Chelsea. It's only right. You know, it's
here
only
we
right.
Go.
You know,
here we go.
You know, and it's really not even. I really don't have that much beef against Chelsea. I like Drogba. Like I love him. It's really him. So it's nothing against you, Clive. It's the fact that he's the fan of Chelsea and he hates United so much. Because I hate Liverpool way more. Hey, it's just
have another sip of that Kool-Aid for me, man, and I wouldn't have it no other way, D-Fry. You know that, baby, man. I got so much love for y'all, man.
Yeah, so it's good, man. Fellas. Peace.
All right, now.